Rabbi Isai, today we're going to talk a little bit about an inyan that's really much higher than what's normally discussed. It's an inyan more Kabbalistic. A little bit about Shadim. I'm obviously not going to go into the DNA of Shadim, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about Shadim, what's negeh to what Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us over here. Shlomo HaMelech says, at the end of Perek Zayin, Es HaKol Ra'isi B'mei Hevli Yesh Tzadik Oved B'tzidkoi. It's a strange Lashon. Shlomo HaMelech's Lashon is, there's a Tzadik who gets lost from his Tzidkis. It's something different than Shlomo HaMelech says later, Alti Tzadik Harbe, don't be a bigger Tzadik. Here he's talking about Lashon Avad. There's a tzaddik that loses from tzidkis that he has. It's very strange. What's wrong with somebody who has tzidkis? That's good. The more tzidkis, the better. Shlomo HaMelech is mashma that there are ways for a person to lose out from inner potentials that they have. What does that mean? So I'm going to read you a Medrash Rabin Breishis. Very difficult Medrash. The Medrash talks about the creation of Shadim. I'm sure none of you know, unless you learned the Medrash Rabin Breishis, the old Medrash Rabin, if you know how the Shadim were created. Meaning what happened? How did these Shadim happen? Shadim are these, how do we understand it? Shadim are these human-like, angelic creations that are dangerous. In the time of Chazal, Shadim was much more common than it is today. In the time of Chazal, Shadim were much more common than it was today. So Lamaise, the Shadim, according to Chazal, the Eibishter went and he came to create the Shadim right before Shabbos. And the emes is, they would have been unbelievable. Shadim would have been the best thing. You would have said Friday night, you would have said Shalom Aleichem to the Shadim. Instead of saying Shalom Aleichem Alech Yashores, say Shalom Aleichem to the Shadim. The Shadim were gewaldic. The Medrash says like this, Rebbe Oime Eilu HaShadim, Shebora Kodesh Baruch Hu Nishmosan Berev Shabbos. The Rebbeinu Shalom created the Shadim, the Neshome, Erev Shabbos. The Shadim have a Neshome. The Rebbeinu Shalom created the Neshome of the Shadim, Erev Shabbos. And then, the Kodesh HaShabbos. Kodesh Baruch Hu came to finish the creation. He made the Neshome of the Shadim. And then he came to finish the body of the Shadim. But Shabbos came. Got too late. Shabbos came, it got too late. He couldn't... So they were left hanging. That's how they became Shadim. Held a medrash. It was too late. It's a cholent that never got cooked. It was givaldic. You know, I'm only have a cholent on Shabbos. My rebetzin never happens because everything's perfect. But I'm only have a rebetzin. Puts in too much water in the cholent, puts the setting too low, and it's a gewaldige chalent that has everything in there, the kishke with the corned beef, with the ganze, mit alle de hidurim. But lemaise, it's a shtickle roa. Not very geschmack. You know when you have a scoop of gewaldige chalent, and there's one bean that's not there. Moves the whole thing. Never had that, never happened to anybody. One bean that's not fully cooked, it's the ganze zachdach, nice and tam of gam. So the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, Livroi's Gufon, V'kiddush HaShabbos. Shabbos came. It's too late. So these fig, they were left up with a neshama without a guf nebuch. The Shadim, they were like nishtahin and nishtahel. So the Medrash, L'lam d'cho de'eretz min HaShadim. We should learn from the Shadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamish had, he was ready. He was about to create the best creation, Shadim. They wouldn't have been Shadim. They would have been Nefesh Chaya. They would have been something special. But it came Shabbos. The Eibishter dropped it. Came Shabbos, the Eibishter dropped it. Zokt the Medrash, that's Pshat. Im yeh ba'odom chefetz, if a person will have an object in his hand, or im ha'golos echef Shabbos im chashecha, if he has im ha'golos a diamond im chashecha, zokt the Medrash, oim umoy hashlich memcha. Shabbos comes, drop it. Drop it. Don't finish it. It's going to be left hanging. It's Erev Shabbos. Don't finish it. Shemi Shom of Oil Mosak Babisa Shaloil and Baboran and Shemosa Balubai Skuva and Makar Shabbos Ulai Bohan. Comes out from the Medrash Rabbe that the Shadim would have been Gevaldik. The Shadim had unbelievable potential. But the fact is that the Eibishter stopped. He didn't finish creating them. And they were left being this Nishtahin and Nishtahel. And that's the Shadim that we know about. The obvious question is, if they were so special, and the Torah is telling us that Hashem didn't finish them even though they were so special because it was Shabbos, so why did they turn out so terrible? They have such a good neshama. I always use that on Talmidim. Whenever a Talmud zippus, somebody complains to me about Talmud Yeshiva, I say he has a good neshama. You always could say that, right? A good neshama. Deep down, he's a good guy. He's very deep. Sometimes you can't see it. But deep, he's a good guy. Somewhere. The Shadim were good in the Shomer. The Shadim were created, and Hashem didn't finish. So the question is, if they were supposed to be so good, so why didn't the Baruch Hashem finish the creation? If they were supposed to be so good, so why didn't the Baruch Hashem finish the creation? Number one, so you say, well, it's Shabbos. Okay, so why'd they turn out so terrible? They should have been great guys. Tzaddikim in wheelchairs. The Shadim should have been a bunch of tzaddikim in wheelchairs that didn't get finished created. Why are they so bad? We need Shmirah from the Mazikim, Shmirah from the Shadim. In the time of the Gemara, you can't go out at night alone. Maybe Shadim will come. Huh? What's the problem? I thought they're so good. What's the pshat in them? You look in the Gemara says anybody who's special needs to be watched from Shadim, from Azikim. The Gemara says in Brachas, Tafnun Dalel Amid Beis, Shloi Shetzlichim Shimu Min HaMazikim. There are three groups of people that need Shmir from Azikim. Mahalach Balaylo, Yoledes, a woman who's having a baby, and a Chosin Kala. That's the idea, whenever you're Chosin Kala, you have a Shomer, right? That's from this Gemara and Brachas. They also Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, another reason. But one of the reasons is this Gemara, that the Shadim are so bad when they start up with the best people. They start up with the Yoledes. They start up with a Chosin Kala. Unbelievable. I thought they were so special. So why are they so bad? It's a Pella. Mamish a Pella. What's going on? Tremendous Musa Haskel. And this is what Shlomo Melech is talking about over here. What Shlomo Melech is saying is like this. The Shadim, Taka would have been unbelievable. They wouldn't have been Shadim. They would have been the Nefesh Chaya that the Medrash Rabbah in the beginning over there says. Says, Tad Sheyoretz Nefesh Chaya. They would have been the Nefesh Chaya. But when a person doesn't see his shleimus, when a person doesn't complete his mission, he's miserable. Because he feels the pain of being unsuccessful. He feels the pain of being unsuccessful. And Mimela, that pain makes them into a destructive force. There's a Gemara, I'm sure the Olam remembers this Gemara, the Gemara in Soita. Very scary Gemara. Rabbi Friedland walked in just at the right time. The Gemara in Soita that you taught last year. The Gemara says in Soita, Daf Yud Gimel, Hamaschel b'mitzvah v'enei goimra. A guy starts a mitzvah, he doesn't finish it. Okay. It's not great, but okay, big deal. Koiver es ishtoi. He buries his wife. His wife dies. Because he's maskel b'mitzvah v'ein egoimah. What about a guy who doesn't do a mitzvah at all? Maskel b'mitzvah v'ein egoimah. He starts. The teretz is a guy who starts a mitzvah and he has the ability to finish the mitzvah and he doesn't finish it. He becomes miserable. He feels a lack of completion. And if because he feels a lack of completion, he becomes miserable. And that misery makes his wife die early. When you're married to a miserable person. Maslo b'mitzvah einei goymer is a type of person. You don't see your mission through. You don't complete what you're there. The shadim are a constant force of evil because they feel lack of completion. Because they started being created, they got stopped in the middle, and then they look around and they see human beings that are in perfection. They can't deal with that. So the shadim became a destructive force because they were stuck in mid-creation. That tells you what mid-creation is. So if somebody reminds you of a shade, maybe they're in mid-creation. If somebody behaves like a shade, they're in mid-creation. That's the yesod. Maskel b'mitzvah v'ein egoim. Yesh tzadik oyved b'tzidko, says Shlomo HaMelech. If Hashem gave you potential, and you don't see it through, it's not just a lack of potential. Now, you could get destroyed from not seeing that potential. It's not just, okay, you know, you are blessed with 1,000% potential. The other guy was only blessed with 900% potential. It's a big deal. I'm still left with the 900. I'm only used 900. No. Now you're incomplete. It also explains why the Shadim attack. Who do they attack? Shlemus. Chas and Kala becomes Shlemus whole. A woman gives birth to a baby. That's a complete. That's what they're missing. That they never got completed. That's the insight. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Yesh tzadik oyved b'tzidkoi. You could have a potential, but if you don't see that potential through, it's not just you didn't see the potential. Now, you're worse than if you never had that potential. Because if you never had that potential, you're complete. You're complete for what your mission is. And that's why it's so important for every person to develop all the brachas that Hashem gave them, to develop it. So you shouldn't chas v'sholom be bedugma to a creation that's left in midair, which is not a very good thing.
Why do people go down?